This is Idaho Matters. In the midst of this global pandemic, a lot of folks from Idaho's urban areas, but also out-of-staters, are fleeing to rural towns to hopefully keep themselves safe. But hiding away in the mountains, it is putting a huge strain on those communities. And that sense of safety, well, it is mostly false. Plus, small town medical services are not equipped to treat a cluster of cases that might form, which medical experts are realizing is a big possibility due to community spread, but as well as asymptomatic carriers. Nicole Blanchard at the Idaho Statesman has been following this story. In fact, she has been talking to folks in places like McCall, Grangeville, and Riggins. These places are experiencing an influx of people from more populated areas, and she is joining us live remotely to talk more about this. Nicole, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
In a recent Statesman article, you quote a woman named Ginger who called into Governor Brad Little's town hall last week from McCall, and she said, and this is a quote, quote, "We are seeing people who are coming all over the place to come here from vacation. I saw that half of the people at Albertsons had Ada County plates. We counted five cars with Washington State plates. Do something to safeguard us. Can you please do something to help us?" Unquote. Talk a little bit about her sentiment, Nicole, because these are small towns and, and there is a potential huge burden that could be placed on their medical facilities.
I think the biggest thing I'm hearing is just this frustration from folks who live in these rural communities. You know, what is going to happen to those of us who are here all the time that don't have the means to head somewhere else if there is a really big outbreak of coronavirus infections and hospitals become overwhelmed or supplies become difficult to come by?
Well, and we should say, at this point so far, McCall has not been affected by COVID-19.
It has not, no.
But there is that concern, like you said, of people coming from other areas where there are cases.
Sure.
And we're how that could happen.
And we're still starting to see that. Yeah. I talked with a couple folks up in Stanley, which is in Custer County. And it is, you know, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Blaine County, which has been hit really, really hard with all of this. And they're, you know, seeing people up there with Blaine County license plates and feeling kind of frustrated that was a place that had a shelter-in-place order, you know, before the rest of the state did. And they were frustrated to see people who could have potentially been spreading the virus in their community. And now there has been a case confirmed in Stanley, which I think has a population somewhere around 65 people in one clinic.
Right. And that's part of what we're talking about here. But also one of the things you've reported on is that other folks like who live full time in these small communities are saying that folks are coming in, they're buying out grocery stores and they're leaving locals with even less. So are those other impacts that folks are potentially seeing, correct?
Sure. So yeah, even if there's not confirmed cases in some of those smaller areas, there's been issues with grocery stores that have been cleaned out. A lot of these places have, you know, maybe two restaurants, maybe one grocery or general store. And when you've got a whole bunch of folks in there, their supply chains are not the same as, you know, our big Winco's and Albertsons and whatnot that we have here in the Treasure Valley.
Well, and we should note that Blaine County, it has one of the highest per capita rates of coronavirus in the country. I mean, I believe
right.
only topped by New York City right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we know community spread is a thing. In your reporting, have people told you why they are leaving these areas? And as you mentioned, Blaine County was in a stay-at-home lockdown before the entire state was. Why are they going to other places and potentially bringing that virus with them?
You know, I haven't spoken to anyone firsthand who did leave their community. I imagine those folks might not want to
right.
give themselves
not
away
to
at this point. Right. But a lot of what I'm hearing is especially, you know, Blaine County folks going into Custer County that People were skiing, they're hiking, which, you know, to a degree, those can be safe activities if you're practicing social distancing and whatnot. But the issue comes when, you know, if you're from a place that has confirmed cases and you might be carrying the virus and not know it, and you stop to put gas in your car and leave, you know, some contaminants at the gas station, or you stop to get food from a restaurant. And so if you're, you know, doing anything other than just parking your car and walking along, there's a chance that you could be spreading coronavirus.
Well, and in fact, photos circulated last weekend of trailheads and campgrounds here in Idaho just overwhelmed with cars. I would think, as you mentioned, this is a concern as well, because in certain places where you camp, there aren't hand washing and sanitation places readily available.
Right. And well, and most of those are shut down at this point. You know, restrooms are closed. The Boise National Forest, folks up in Idaho City said that they found people who looked like they were trying to live up in the forest. I don't know if that's, you know, we'll take a week long camping trip just to get out of the house, or, you know, people who are trying to bug out. But yeah, that poses a safety concern when you've got people grouped up at a campground or grouped up at a trailhead or even a parking lot, and you have people within 6 feet of one another. There's definitely all kinds of risks that could come with things that might seem low risk at first.
We're talking with Nicole Blanchard with the Idaho Statesman, talking about her reporting on how rural Idaho is being hit by those who are fleeing COVID-19 from the rest of the state and going to these rural areas. But Nicole, let's kind of bring it back to the more populated areas, though, because before Governor Otter put the stay-at-home place mandate in place, we even saw just in the Boise area, people congregating at parks and really not necessarily following social distancing. Since he put that mandate in place, are you seeing a difference in our more populated areas?
I think it's sort of a mixed bag. You know, I got some reports, some concerned emails and phone calls from readers just this weekend who were saying, you know, Camelsback Park is one of the hotspots that's always kind of crazy. Holes Gulch Trailhead is always kind of crazy. Parks and Rec told me last week that especially the Ribbon of Jewels parks that are down along the Boise River tend to be pretty busy. I just personally did not notice as many people out on trails and at parks this weekend. But I think there's still some people who maybe think that they're the exception, rather than needing to follow the rules that the rest of us are.
So let's talk a little bit about those rules with the governor creating that stay-at-home mandate. Did he say anything about needing to, when it's stay-at-home? I mean, because he did say you can get out and get exercise, you can walk, you can run, you can take a hike. Well, but I don't believe there was anything specific, and correct me if I'm wrong, that said, you know, you need to remain in your neighborhood or you need to stay in your county. Are those just, you know, hopes that people will do that?
You're right. It's vague. It doesn't include any kind of directives that really point out specific parameters like that. I think it is mostly hopes. And I think the bigger thing that I'm seeing is that there are more small communities that are asking people to stay away. So you have like Owyhee County, Idaho County, Custer County, Valley County, all of these different places that are asking people to stay out. And that to me is more of what people might want to heed rather than looking to that kind of more vague stay at home, shelter in place directive when it comes to outdoors. Like which of these places are asking you to please give their community some space right now?
And then have there been directives either federal or state or to a local level, maybe counties or cities, about traveling to these recreational areas during the pandemic? Or again, is it just, you know, guidance, just, you know, follow best practices?
From what I understand, it really is just follow best practices. I don't think that there's anybody who would stop me from, you know, driving from Boise out to a park in Canyon County right now. And I think maybe you could argue that the situations in Ada and Canyon County aren't so different, that that would be a huge risk. But I grew up in Elmore County. There are, I don't believe, any confirmed cases there yet. And I would hesitate to maybe go out and go hiking around there personally, just because I really don't want to be the person who has to question if I kind of had a hand in spreading coronavirus out there.
Well, and it goes back to the fact that, as we talked about in the beginning of this, Nicole, that these more remote counties, I mean, places like Stanley, I don't even believe Stanley has like maybe one medical provider, if even that. So it is, if they get hit and they have one case now, I mean, this could be incredibly overwhelming.
Right. And that's what, you know, I spoke with Bob Powell. He's the mayor of Crouch. And he was saying, you know, we take all of our folks down to Boise in the Treasure Valley for hospitals. So if you come up here and you get sick, you put yourself right back in the same place that you came from, if you came up from, you know, Ada County or Canyon County. So really, you're not putting yourself in a better position. If you're worried about getting sick, you're not putting yourself in a better position to have good care.
Right. We've been talking with Nicole Blanchard at the Idaho Statesman. She's been covering how rural Idaho is being hit by out-of-towners fleeing to the mountains to escape the virus. Nicole, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you again.
And we are keeping you updated on this issue on our website. You can go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for our blog. We keep that updated 24/7. And you know what? We're also working on a light story about how families are dealing with school closures during the coronavirus outbreak. We know that there's a lot of stress going on, so hopefully you can join us tomorrow for that. Send us a voice memo through your smartphone, and we might just use that on the air. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Really appreciate you joining us and trying to keep some normalcy in all of our lives. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.